Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
And you're not long back from touring in the States with the Zombies and the Moody Blues Cruise.
For a music fan, it's great because the concert starts at about midday and they go on to about midnight, and at any one time there's probably three things going on the ship. And of course the other thing is that the bands actually are living on the ship, on the liner, and so we're living with the audience. And so there's an opportunity for a lot of meeting and exchanging ideas, and I think it works very well for both the bands and the audiences.
Yes, it does seem to be a trend now, especially stateside. They seem to like these rock cruises, don't they?
And I think one or two go out every week. There's usually a theme. I mean, this one is based around the Moody Blues, but I think Yes do one. And I know there was one just before us. It was a Flower Power cruise, so it would be bands that are associated with Flower Power would have been on that cruise. That Monsters of Rock, that's another one with a lot of heavy rock bands on there, so that would be a good one, I think.
Yes, you definitely have to have your sea legs, don't you? And I suppose you get used to it, really. They're so big, these cruise ships, anyway, aren't they? You're not really aware that you're afloat.
Well, I think that's the case, really. I mean, we've been really lucky. As I say, we've done this three times now, and the weather has been fantastic. The thought has crossed my mind, what happens if it does blow up a bit of a storm? I guess we just have to get on with it, but we've been really fortunate. What I find is I don't notice it so much when I'm on the boat, but when you come back to dry land at the end of this cruise, you find that you're swaying a bit with the waves when you're on dry land. And it's only for a few hours after you get off the boat, you realise that you probably were swaying a bit while you're on the boat. When you get off the boat, that's when you realise it.
We're talking mid-March. You've got some dates coming up in the UK. What can we look forward to in terms of set list?
Well, I try to make it as different from the Zombies as I possibly can. So there will, I perhaps will do a couple of zombie tunes, but otherwise it's just songs that I try and play all the hits that I've recorded as a solo artist, and then I just feature songs from various albums. As time's gone by, because I've recorded quite a few solo albums, so I find that we will probably do 22 or 23 songs in an evening, and of course they're all songs I've recorded, many of them I've written, and they're quite varied. I like to think that there's something for everyone. There's some quite rocky tunes, and then there are some quite sad tunes as well, but I think sad tunes can be great, as long as I think there's a certain beauty in sad songs.
Yes.
And so there are some sadder tunes, but there's some good rock songs in there as well.
The whole range of human emotion, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we'll give those dates out at the end of the feature. Of course, you have to shift between your solo stuff now and the Zombies because of that success, and that does take up a lot of your time, I know, Colin, but you are looking forward now to the next solo album.
I am, yeah. I would hope that we'll start it over the summer. But of course, there's no way of knowing when you end it. People are always saying, when is this album coming out? But it's like painting a picture. It's only finished when it's finished. You don't know when it's going to be finished. But it would be great if we could finish it over the next 4 or 5 months. That would be fantastic.
Well, we wish you well, and for all your endeavours, including those rock cruises, I'm sure you've got the taste for that now. You've got your sea legs. And all the very best to you, Colin, with your music in the coming months from Get Ready to Rock, and thank you for your time today.
Cheers, Dave. It's been fun. Thank you.